Let me throw out a few very common questions from oncologists. What are your thoughts about dose-dense AC paclitaxel with trastuzumab off study?
I mean, what an important question, and for which we don't have data because there are only pilot data on 20 patients that have been followed in a dose-dense fashion in terms of participating as part of a trial, which was a pilot done at Memorial Sloan Kettering and reported at the San Antonio meeting this year. So we have absolutely no long-term cardiac safety using dose-dense AC in the setting of trastuzumab-containing chemotherapy. Moreover, with further follow-up of the C9741, we appear to have very good data showing that dose-dense approach was no better than once every 3 weeks in the setting of estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer. Plus, we have the data that weekly paclitaxel appears to be better than once every 3 week paclitaxel on 1189. So there's a lot of conflicting information, and at this time, dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel is a choice, but clearly AC once every 3 weeks times 4 followed by weekly paclitaxel is really another excellent approach in the adjuvant setting for these patients, and we have efficacy and safety data.
So does that mean that you think that dose-dense AC paclitaxel trastuzumab is something that should not be used right now in a non-protocol setting?
I would not use it because I don't have any safety data.